What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Shut up. I want to feel that. I want to feel like we have cultivated a relationship, a safe space enough to where you can come to me. And you do question that, whether it's pride, ego, whatever. Damn, why he don't trust me like that? Why he don't? Mm-hmm. What am I not doing to where you can't come to me for that?
Okay.
Because all of us are great women. And I right. truly believe that. I stand by that. Our intents are pure. We not out here like trying to finesse niggas and whatever. I believe we're great women. So we want our man to feel like, yes, I have good character. Yes, I'm a safe space. Yes, you can trust me. Yes, I'm not going to judge you if I see a tear fall from your face. Yeah. I want to feel
they
that.
They always say that.
No.
Man,
we
you
are
out here
crying in front
us.
Of your woman, you might as well leave now.
No,
don't say that, Carlo.
She hates you.
If you're crying in front of your woman,
that's not true.
She does. She does.
She
be crying. Don't do that because don't act like I have never seen you cry.
Okay.
And I love you and I believe in
you. You ain't seen me over there crying. Like, I can't take it. Life fucked up. Life fucked up. You seen me crying. We lost somebody. We ain't never going to see him again. I wasn't out there just let the world too much on me.
You're right, but that's what I'm saying.
No.
But there are times where I think it's warranted.
You're an idiot.
Y'all
probably
feel a lot better.
The world got me fucked up. Wilding out doing this shit, and I don't know what we're gonna do. DC and them don't want to do the tour yet. Bill's still coming. I don't know. I need to be vulnerable.
Mind you, you just came in and asked them what you want on your sandwich. I don't even know about my sandwiches.
I don't like sandwiches. Yeah. The way she been going for me, man. I can't even stand the taste of bread.
Where's my camera? It is okay to cry.
Don't cry, my boy.
Okay, so you're not solution-based.
You better bust out laughing like that nigga Martin crazy.
If not crying, then what?
I can't believe you just tried to make it seem like I just be crying.
No, I didn't.
I don't appreciate that shit.
You be crying and get brand new. I said I have seen you cry before, and it doesn't make
seen
me
all of
anything.
Us cry.
It doesn't make me think anything less of you as men.
Yeah,
but I still respect y'all.
We ain't not seeing y'all in a corner booth.
Yeah, right.
But that does matter though. You
y'all
seen
think
us
we want
cry
y'all, like,
over a casket or something like that? True. That you know
but
that
you
pain
know
is
a life changing moment.
A lot of
but
men
if
feel
you
like...
see me with like I imagine just what he's talking about. This is what he's talking about. Imagine if I came in here, right? I came in
man,
here.
Man, this shit crazy.
And I came in here and you was like, and B asked me, you hungry? Yeah, but let me go see what y'all got. Well, we got honey glazed lamb chop. Man, I don't know. I'm allergic to honey. Don't nobody ever think about what the fuck I'm going through.
I just ain't fucking hungry no more.
Nobody, you ain't bite me over this nigga nice ass. What the fuck? I don't live like this. Like, you
I gotta go home, man.
What the fuck wrong with this nigga?
He's
like that,
a,
that's
we don't
make
want,
me
we don't want
to
that
like that.
Either.
That's not what we're asking.
But I'm saying,
saying,
a nigga, that's what I, it's a lot of niggas out here that's like that. And when they hear
where
y'all say, do that shit,
I ain't never seen a man.
You don't like them.
But you know what?
There
instead of crying, though, instead of crying, if you don't have another outlet, it's going to come out still. Yeah. Y'all just
it's
express
either,
it in
feel,
rage.
I feel like I ain't going to lie. Some niggas do vent because they need to get it out.
Yeah.
But the woman has to be the listening ear to know that, oh, I know my nigga is not a complainer.
Yes.
He gets upset from time to time, and he just annoyed right now.
Yeah.
We need to get that shit out.
And
nigga,
he
like,
gonna
man,
get
I'm tired of these niggas, man. I don't even goddamn like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
right.
my motherfucking
yeah.
nerve.
Here's the unfortunate
yeah.
part about it.
And guess what? I know, baby.
But you are
yeah.
absolutely
yeah.
right. If
yeah.
you don't let it out, then it's gonna come out.
It's gonna come
but
out.
The
yeah.
unfortunate part is, if that outlet doesn't involve you, we can end up being penalized because it doesn't involve you. The way that I let it out, if I let it out because I ride around in the circle all night after shows and talk to myself and listen to music, that's time you like, well, nigga, why you always gotta be going? Like, why I can't ride with you? Because I don't want you to.
Are you guys open in communicating the why?
Yes.
Because for me, it's like, as long as I have a why, I'm not going to push
I'm
back.
Open
give me
to
a why.
I need to know why.
I need to know why.
But you communicate
on a level that most men do not communicate. You are very open with what you like. This is me. This is who I am. This is what I believe. You're very open. And a lot of men don't even communicate because a lot of men would just go out and drive and just ignore a girl's calls for 3 hours without being like, I need some time to just
decompress.
This is
how I cope.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, when you say, I just need some time to decompress. Why you decompress? Why I can't be? See, it's always a goddamn why. That's why I'm like opening up.
And then when you respond like that, why are you so angry?
It sounds like y'all dealing with the wrong niggas. Everybody is fucked.
Everybody's wrong.
Everybody wrong.
I'm sitting here listening like, you gonna get 3 good decompressions.
Where you going?
I just need to, I'm about to do my thing. Bye, weird ass nigga.
Boy.
Like I hate the word weird.
Decompressing ass nigga. Spare decompress. Bitch, you know I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That you women spiteful. They're gonna bring up your vulnerable moments.
But
the moment
I feel like
the right woman, the right women.
What you need to go? Decompress.
Right. I do not do that. Do not have a big hand, okay?
So I use the quotation mark.
I do not do that.
He's this is so
in general.
But no, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
Let me guess. Decompress.
What you think, right? Get your keys again.
Decompress. He ain't gonna do nothing, y'all, but ride around all fucking night.
Why don't
you talk to me like a man?
That's gonna hurt.
Let me get.
Okay. There's something that I seen that was actually true.
Okay.
It says, men know how to fuck up with their actions, which is true. We don't know how to talk. We're gonna show you. Man, fuck you. How? Bitch, I watch this. I bet I don't do this. Mm-hmm. Bet I don't do that. I see you, Carl. I don't know how to do all that. Fuck all that. Women know how to hurt a motherfucker with what they say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a proverb.
Motherfucker will say some shit to you.
And you think
and
about
you
it all
be
week.
Like, I can't believe how you been feeling. You were waiting to tell it to me. Mm-hmm. Now they let me know, This all was a lie. You a sneaky motherfucker.
But that's wrong too. I feel like men do that too.
But men look at it as a blessing. I was raised the way I was raised. Cause being raised around all of gangsta ass women, like I know how to respond. Like me and this nigga talk about that all the time. All of us do. Like us three specifically, we have to stop ourselves from engaging in those types of conversations when it happened because you'll never be able to say nothing more fucked up to me than I'm gonna be able to say to you. So you have to be able to. You won't.
I'm not, but see, that shit's toxic.
Oh, you said that? Oh, bitch, let me tell you. I've been waiting for you.
This, I know, but I don't think
I wrote it down.
It's not. If we're in a relationship where we're being vulnerable, we shouldn't be in the space of trying to hurt
each
other.
The vulnerability should not be used as bullets and ammo.
Yes.
That's what most people out here doing, waiting on their turn to hurt you.
Back.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You wasn't leading with love.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because what is our end goal? I think we always have to start with the end in mind. If our end is to be together, if our end is to overcome whatever obstacle is there, we have to be using the necessary tools and hurt and harm and
it's just
anger.
Building walls.
Yeah, that's counterproductive.
Take it back to what you said about, okay, you may not have time for your nigga to grow. Now, let's say, all right, we don't know the pace and we don't know the journey. Nothing's going to grow or elevate, first of all, if y'all don't have God in y'all life and y'all want a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
It's not going to go nowhere. And if we don't have love, like I said, a man has to appreciate a woman and a woman has to appreciate her man as if he is a king. And we may have to help each
other with these
attributes.
And even when they're not acting like it.
Yes. Yep.
I got to help you.
Yep.
Yes.
You may be tripping, but I have to tell you, you are a great person. Yep. You are a great mother because that's going to help you.
Yes.
Right?
And vice
better
versa.
You.
Vice versa.
We all have
but you have to both be committed to doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen too many times. All our, you know, personal relationships.
The moment that somebody find a space where you ain't shit at,
they gonna go crazy.
Oh, you ain't shit right here. I ain't gotta be shit right here. Smooth. Well, you ain't shit right here. I ain't gotta be shit right here either.
Yeah.
It's just become a tip for tat.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
You not giving me this, so it's like I can give you less and less and less because you're incomplete in these areas.
Mm-hmm. But that's why that goes back to what I was saying earlier about being really what love is supposed to be about, not contingent upon what the other person is doing.
You just
like,
being
if
loved,
you're choosing no to what, love me, then you are choosing to love me. And it regardless. Doesn't matter because the thing about it is at the end of the day, we're all human. So you have the possibility of fucking up mm-hmm. at any point.
Right.
But if I'm choosing to love you, I'm choosing to know that you have the possibility of fucking up, but I'm choosing to still love you. Exactly. And if both people are doing that, that's how you have
that's
a successful relationship.
Like being a fan of somebody, like what he just said, just speaking to the positive aspects of who you are, whoever your partner is, speaking life into them. Because one thing that I always hear people say is constructive criticism, but constructive criticism is still criticism.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be sitting around hearing somebody tell you
all the things you're doing wrong,
or what you could be doing better all the time. Sometimes you just got to be a fan of your partner or your fan of it. Like, nigga, I mean, you that. Ain't nobody, literally. And just it's just like, you know,
I love that
speaks to who you should want to be for anybody that you deal with. You should want to be a fan of that person, like
platonic,
you know,
or romantic.
Because at the end of the day, they're an extension of you. If I choose you to be my partner, if I choose you to be my friend, you are an extension of me. So if I know that I'm the shit, you the shit too. I want you to be the shit at least because you represent me.
It will stop you if we start to look at each other as extensions of one another, it will stop us from hurting each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to be a little bit more mindful of myself.
Yeah.
I represent a unit.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be a little bit more mindful. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just go and bang my arm up against the wall. So if you're an extension of me, I'm going to be a little bit mindful of you. Yeah. I'm going to be mindful of your positioning. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be mindful of the season that you're in. Maybe you ain't in a good season right now, but because you're an extension of me, mm-hmm. I'm going to be mindful of that. I'm
going to
like, just like when you, just like if I broke my arm, I have a cast. I have to be mindful of this thing now. I can't just go swinging it around. Yeah. Everything about my actions and my move. So if I see you as an extension of me and maybe you're wounded right now, I'm going to be a little bit more gentle with this. I'm going to be more careful about
treat
where
it as fragile.
Yes, I'm going to treat it as fragile. I'm going to treat it if you're an extension of me, but we don't look at each other, even in culture, as a community.
Yeah.
We should treat each other like we are extensions of one another. Mm-hmm. And we fucking annihilate each other
every day.
Destroy ourselves ourselves, not just it's not just getting on the Shade Room and talking about somebody that you don't know. That's an extension of us.
Mm-hmm.
It grieves me the way we treat each other. Like,
and it's normal
and
now.
It's normal. And this is us. Like, it's not just so and so on the Shade Room. Like, this is an extension of us, mm-hmm. and we don't even treat it as such. Mm-hmm. No wonder why divorce is at an all-time rate. No wonder why we go to more funerals than we go to weddings.
Woo!
We go to more baby showers than we go to,
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? No wonder.
Lord.
We treat each other like shit.
Yeah.
We treat ourselves like shit.
And we don't hold each other accountable to, like you said, when it comes to weddings. If we treated my friend's marriage with as much sacred this edit I would treat my own, then I'm a root for them. Or I'm a help
pull
them.
Pray for them.
Yeah, I'm gonna pray for them. I'm there to help them keep that going because it's an extension of me. I don't want my marriage to fail. So,
right.
But what you said about the cast analogy, like one of the thing that I think that causes us to treat each other fucked up and that using that same analogy is you give all this care when the arm is and the cast is on, but once it come off a
back
week later,
same shit.
It's back to the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You forget all of that loving care that you had when the cast was on it. Now it consumes your life. You know what I mean? Everything is focused on making sure this thing is good. But once it's over with, now it's right back to regularly scheduled programming. So how do we not turn off that love and care? Why does it have to take, you know, extreme circumstances for us to give each other that type of love and respect?
It shouldn't. It should be consistent across the board.
It should be like natural.
Yeah.
But that's the thing though. A lot of people don't have a relationship with the higher power.
Yeah.
And the higher power is love.
And it will lead you.
So we're not leading off love. Yep. No, we're leading off our own. What are we trying to get out of the situation?
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
You don't love that person. It's a lot of people I don't know, but I got love for him. I love you, man, because my God told me to love you, bro.
That's it.
Why would I feel any other way?
That's it.
Beside loving
you. But we feel like we have the right to pick and choose. If we're talking about biblically, if we're going biblically, God tells us to love the people that are the worst to us more than he tells us to love the ones that are good to us.
Yeah.
Like he said, it's beneficial. It's what we're trying to get out
but
of
But that's
it.
What I'm saying. Yeah. We completely
when you knowing that helping instead of you can get more from helping than you're trying to receive. Mm-hmm. I do more helping than the motherfucker giving me anything. Yep. First of all, God has given me everything
you need.
So I don't need nothing from any human.
Come on.
My job is to give.
You the facilitator.
I gotta give it.
Mm-hmm. But I, the open-mindedness that you have, because you said, my God has given me everything. We all God-fearing, but the good part about us is that if you come and you believe in another God, if you still have that same love from the one you believe in as I do, then we can build together. You don't shut people off based on the differences that you have in regards to something that none of us have ever seen before. We all gonna find out at some point.
Yeah.
But that open, sure. I mean, we all got a date. Jesus. Everybody's going.
I know
but
that's
the
it.
Reality is the open-mindedness that you have for a stranger in that connection of spirituality.
Right.
You can have that same connection to anything that means something to you as long as that's established when you move forward. You know, or when you out here moving around. You know what I'm saying? But that's what most people are afraid
love,
to do.
Mm-hmm. You
establish
leave
who they are and what they are. Like, mm-hmm. that shit is scary. And that's what most, that's why I say it's always our fault. Because niggas don't take the time to be able to say, man, who are you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And what do you want to be? What do you want to be known for? Like, you know, I tell my daughter all the time, I'm not doing this for what you see. I'm doing this for what's going to go over the fireplace when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even going to be able to see the results
of what I'm doing.
Them trees going to be growing way after I'm gone. So to know that you're putting in work for something you're not going to be able to see, that makes you more passionate mm-hmm. about it. But you got to be able to establish who you are as a person to be comfortable with knowing that most of the shit that I'm doing is not going to benefit me the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to benefit people that are going to come after me.
Yeah, it ain't ours.
It's not ours.
We're adding to whatever legacy
that's been left. But you can tell that selfishness that a man has is it's me, 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 mine. And it's like, okay, I see what type of nigga
mm-hmm. yeah.
you are. My nigga.
I think the other though, I'm sorry. No, I just think okay, real quick, the other thing is that we need to learn how to be whole and complete on our own as individuals. And I think that when we don't, we get caught in that trap of like wanting our partner to complete us. Like, oh, you complete me, you complete me. And I think that is a dangerous. I'm like, and that's just a dangerous
thing.
You'll never be complete.
I was going to say, you'll never be complete. Even on your own.
Complete.
Everybody happiness is different.
Complete. Yeah.
You trying to figure out what's your happiness, man. You gotta have God in it, and you gotta also understand the role of the man, the role of the woman. Mm-hmm. Everything else will fall in place. You ain't gotta be the richest or the doing this, but guess what? You a God fearing woman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't let nothing take you. We can get to this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is reachable.
Yeah.
Because with God, everything is possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You may not have it right now, but ain't no telling what's going to be happening for you in the next 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. But who you are as a person and your spirit, I can be around that. We can do the world.
We can figure anything out.
Anything.
Ooh-wee. Anything.
What'd you say, DC?
But even if you are content, like happy, you'll never be complete because every single day that you have breath, you still should be learning or growing or evolving.
Always growing for improvement. Yeah.
And that's what because we never read Carlos's. And he said,
why not? That's discrimination.
We started talking. But it says, vulnerability is being open, honest, and willing to change or accept. So I want to know.
Oh, it was a study in there.
Accept.
Open to change.
Or accept. Mm-hmm. So what was the last thing you were willing to change as a man? I want to know the last thing y'all really looked in the mirror and was like, you know what? I'm willing to change this about myself.
Mm. Okay.
The last thing I was willing to change is my reaction to things.
Okay. Mm.
I feel like sometimes I thought that I needed an immediate reaction. You don't always need an immediate reaction.
Okay.
Some shit don't deserve a reaction.
That's true.
But I understood where that comes from. Like, as comedians, we always own. We always
quick
fire, quick rapid. So it's like, you just get into the habit of that. But everything doesn't deserve an immediate response.
And you've changed that recently.
Yeah.
Good. What about you, DC? What was the last thing you were willing to change as a man? You were like, this is something that is not serving me and it's not benefiting me. I'm willing to change this about myself.
I'm not saying that I wasn't doing it before, but when my girl passed, just appreciating a woman, appreciating a nurturer, appreciating somebody who you got a bond with that had your kids and your foundation. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a man, we always have that responsibility. We use the word responsibility like, well, yeah, you're responsible. Kiwi Chico said it earlier, like, you're responsible. That's your responsibility. But as a man, we still have to find some level of soft comfort level, but where we still show our strength.
Right.
Because this still is a woman. This is a nurturing spirit. We cannot talk to a woman like she's a man.
Yeah.
No way, shape, or form. Yeah. Fashion, because she's not. Whether it's a work dude or whether it's your girl, this is a woman. You gotta always know how to talk to a woman. Mm-hmm. And what comes with a nurturing spirit when they're at the house all the time with the kids, it ain't really too much they can do. Mm-hmm. They too busy nurturing. Mm-hmm. That's a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. That's a 24/7 job. Yeah. And you have to show some level of appreciation for that. Mm-hmm. You can't look at it as that's their responsibility. Mm-hmm. You got to look at it and I appreciate you for this. So that's what I was saying earlier about when a woman may put her dreams to the side to be a nurturer, you as a king got to take the initiative step to bring her dreams to her.
That's good.
You see what I'm saying? That's good. So it's like, I just got to learn how to appreciate a woman. I know who you are. What do you do? So anything that you lack, I got to go do what I need to do as a man to bring your dreams to you. Because we work better when you in a happy space.
When you walking
with a purpose, you know what type of purpose I'm doing, because you like, that's a king. Mm. I got to hold myself the same accountability as what he doing. So that lack of space that you need, I got to bring your dreams to you. So when you come home, your dreams are at home as well. So we can all take off this cape, because our happy space is our at home. Mm-hmm. That's paradise. Mm-hmm. When I come home, I don't need no, it ain't nothing we can't overcome.
Because we
got, God has blessed us with everything.
Yeah.
You are a nurturer. Yep. Your dreams are here.
Yep.
What we need to be doing is figuring out when we close that door, are we well equipped? You ready? You ready?
Let's get it.
Are you ready? Because when we get out the door, we got to apply this shit.
Let's get it. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I feel like with that
situation. I feel like if a lot of men had more of that approach, I feel like the family structure would be restored in such a real way. Right. Because there's so many women that do want to just be that. I do want to be a nurse. I couldn't wait to be a mom. Right. But when I was in a position to be a stay-at-home mom and the lack of appreciation that I got, it made me want to go back to work. Mm-hmm.
And not saying you're not being a great mom. It's like, go to work.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like, damn, she can't work for real.
Yeah.
But I dreamed about being that type of mom that stayed home with the kids and, you know, built my family and curated my home. But then when I got it and I was doing it and I didn't feel like it was seen as
fulfilling
it just wasn't taken. It wasn't respected for what it really was. Like, I am raising these kids.
Wasn't appreciated.
You know what I mean? It wasn't appreciated, so it makes you feel like, well, damn, I might as well go out and hustle and come home and be a mom. Like, it wasn't appreciated because it felt like I wasn't bringing anything to the table. Mm-hmm. I was just doing what I was supposed to do.
Right.
Instead of, like, you're doing a major thing.
You're doing an awesome job. And I need to go over and beyond. So when you feel like you're not elevating, when you're at home being the nurturer, you know that, there's some energy that's being put out into the world that's going to be brought back because my God has placed that.
Yes.
That's the faith. Yes. That's the higher power.
How much that can affect everything.
Right.
It's like, had you built that up or championed that? To be like,
or
you
spoke life into it.
I understand that shit is just what it is, but you're literally cultivating our family, our kids, our future, our legacy.
I just think that it's a big deal, and I don't think that a lot of men see it that way. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men are like, you do what that's what you're supposed to do.
They look at it like, okay, I got her, she good, she the mama. Because I'm going to be 100%, I raised by my mama.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was down the street, so I had some form of looking at it where I was like, I know you can do it, because that lady's strong as shit. Mm-hmm. She did it.
That's not fair to judge another woman.
But I didn't look at it as like I'm judging it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm saying, I'm damn near encouraging, but I wasn't encouraging the proper way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, you can't say just
that
she did it.
It was like, you can do it, your mama did it.
I wasn't applying what I was saying in the right way. I was just saying, look, there go a great foundation to look at, instead of me saying, you know what?
You're doing
awesome.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I haven't said it, but that shouldn't have been nothing else after that. Because ain't no telling what that could have done for the situation. Mm. And
because I feel like you guys need that too. Like, I feel like y'all need that too. You need to hear that you're doing a good job.
Because,
even if you messed up, even if that went wrong, even if that deal didn't go the way you planned on it, I trust you and you're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate everything that you have to face when you walk out of this door. I appreciate it.
Nothing.
That's it.
But you know what? I think that's because we've been culturally ingrained. Like, you don't get no applause for what you're supposed to do. Yep. But even though it's something that's a responsibility, like, you're supposed to be a mom. You're supposed to, as a man, you're supposed to provide. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is that even though it's responsibility, you still have to have a level of appreciation for you even fulfilling those obligations. Mm-hmm. Because you could have just said, fuck it. Mm-hmm. You could have not did it. Mm-hmm. Man or woman. Mm-hmm. You could have not went out there as a man and got the bacon and brought it home. You could have fucked it off. Or, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Not even went out there at all. But the fact that you did choose to do that and continue to do that for our family, I appreciate and I see, mm-hmm. I'm aware of the sacrifices that you're making on a consistent basis. And I think that's how we have to just treat each other.
I try to show my boy.
That may be another thing, you know, within the Black community is that we start having families and shit so young, so early, that we're not at a point of our lives where morals are respected, principles, and, you know, just having integrity as a person and doing the right thing, whether somebody's watching you or not, it's like that comes with that maturity comes later on. When, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're already a parent. Mm-hmm. And in the pre-adolescent phases of, you know, the child's life. And it's like, we don't have those examples of two-parent households or, you know, enough, see that enough or have enough community of young parents that are in a two-parent household so we can build that, so we can set and find those examples.
And to add on to that, the reason why some of us don't do it, because like you said, we don't, we might not feel like we are getting that same type of love reciprocated. So like, it was there the whole time, but shit, we're just gonna, like you said, I'm gonna give it to you, but it's gonna, the outlet is just different. So I'm like, I'm hoping you catch it. If you catch it, and then, like, we're a change. Yeah. A man want to change, but we change once we see change. You just don't change. Hell nah. Because then we're being open-minded to being vulnerable. We done change, and you done showed us you were just, like, shouting at them. No, sir. So I feel, but that goes with us being strong and saying, even if we don't get it in reciprocation, still get it. Because it makes you better as a person. It just don't make you better as a person.
And as a man, you're a leader in every way, so lead in the energy. Lead with the energy. Show me the energy. Show me how I'm supposed to react in conflict. Show me how you want to be appreciated. Show me so as a woman, I can cultivate that. They always say that like a man gives a woman something, you multiply it. So if you lead with that type of energy, if she's the right one, she's going to fall in place and multiply it.
See, a lot of men don't know how to be selfless, though. Like a lot of men, you know, outside, you know, until you live life and you go through things and have experiences and become a father, you don't know what it's like to provide for somebody else without getting something back.
In return.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, that's the best part about fatherhood is seeing something that's bigger than yourself. You know, like you said, an extension. But I know what type of life I live. And I know what I'm going to do to make sure that my child future is better, or it has a better life, or at least a better experience in this life. But a lot of men don't get to that level or get to experience that, you know, being a provider, being somebody, being the responsibility for somebody else, or being the head of a household. Or, you know what I'm saying? A lot of men don't get to be that. They just get to be
a nigga.
Exactly.
What about you, Chi? What was the last thing you felt like you were willing to change about yourself for your growth? Where you really had that moment, like, all right.
Well, I'm constantly, you know, self-evaluating, but I tell you the most important thing that I ever felt like I changed about myself, and that was my desire for validation and the necessity of validation from others. And all, you know, I realized throughout my life that I let my environment dictate a lot of my actions because I was looking for the validation of the environment that I came from, or I was looking for the validation of somebody that I thought validation would make me feel a certain way, or I thought the only way that I can do something and it be of value is if I did it in the way that everybody else was doing it. And that's probably caused me a lot of the, you know, that caused the most trauma in my life just from me making those decisions. And a lot of them was made out of ignorance because I didn't know. But once I made the decision to say, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. All that matters is what I think about me. And as long as I'm able to nurture and have a peace of mind and be solid in regards to what I think about me, it doesn't matter what anybody else has or any opinion or what anybody thinks about the way that I live or feels about the things that I do, because I realize that the world is going to spin whether or not I'm on it or not. My world is my responsibility. This is my bubble. So I have to curate this bubble to the best of the ability, because one day my shit gonna pop. And then whatever I leave behind is gonna be the result of the work that I did on me. So I know that before I made that decision, my necessity for validation caused me to make all types of dumbass decisions. And like I said, I come from an environment where I took a lot of L's throughout my life of people who were very, very important to me. Last night we did something as brothers that was amazing to me. Some dudes from my city came, Tony Lewis Jr. and Tony Lewis Sr., two dudes that was extremely important in an environment that I let dictate who I thought I was supposed to become. But as I sat there and watched somebody who had went to jail for 34 years and his son who had been in the streets watching us throughout our era and even still to this day be able to look at me and tell me, man, I'm proud of what you're doing, let me know that the decision I made to stop caring about what people thought about me is the reason why I was able to get that blessing, not just for me, but amongst my partner, my brothers. And that's so important for us as men to do, like, fuck what they think. Yeah, I don't know what camera is mine, but whatever they think about you, brother, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever their opinion of you is, it doesn't matter. Do what makes you happy. As long as you're not knowingly hurting yourself or hurting nobody else, fuck what they think.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Live your life, because at the end of the day, the day is over.
The day is over.
Oh my God. This is so good. I don't want to end it.
I'm proud of y'all.
God damn.
I do want to say.
Okay.
You already said this shit. The grand.
DC, Chico, I do want to say I'm really proud of y'all, because going to this, I did not think y'all were going to be as vulnerable as y'all
have. Me either.
You think we're going to make y'all have a fucked up podcast? Open. Like, we invested in this shit in some capacity. We want to make sure this shit is
not
good.
That, bro. We fuck with y'all, bro.
Hey, man, like, we love y'all, love, man.
Bro. We love y'all, too. We hope y'all know that we are forever y'all safe space.
We need this, because men don't vent.
Hell yeah, we need to come on here.
Hell yeah.
And I think it's important to be honest with each other so that we can help each other. Like,
niggas got to hear niggas talk. They learn.
Yeah.
It's a nigga at the crib, like, so I ain't tripping. Niggas talk to friends and realize, we tripping or not. So we can learn.
So many men respect y'all, and to see y'all.
So many men respect y'all.
They're going to find women in their lives that they feel comfortable enough to have these conversations
with. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, we've known each other for years, and, you know, like, me and you have had conversations where I'm talking about this is amazing in comparison to the shit that, you know what I mean? And I always tried to make sure that I was somebody who, you know, did the making sure that you understood it's bigger than right now. Fuck what's going on right now. Your energy is too big for you to be stuck in the position that you're in.
Everybody.
And we all have had those conversations with all of y'all, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us. So to be able to be here and see what y'all doing and see that y'all have progressed and, you know, manifested as you always have used.
Yeah.
Through all the shit that you've been through to still be here.
Yeah.
Like, we proud of y'all, man. And y'all are, you know, y'all are those extensions of us that we've been talking about this entire podcast. So salute.
And it's women that need to hear real women speak.
Yes.
It's a lot of buffoonery going on. You know, I mean, we're comedians and we talk our shit. But, nigga, we... Nah, I mean, you know, they call that shit.
That shit
but it's...
Like, for that.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
But it's like, they need structure.
For sure.
Sometimes,
for sure. A solid foundation.
It's cool to have fun, but as a woman, you still need to know how to maneuver out here in the world. As a woman,
you need all the tools.
Yes. You need all the tools.
Just say it one more time.
You don't need just a hammer. We need a screwdriver. We need nails.
You need to know what's your role. Because they be like, well, my role is to find a rich nigga with some money.
That's not you.
No.
Your spirituality.
Just be honest about it.
That's cool.
That's what I was saying. Like, nothing wrong with men and women having this.
But it ain't a lot of nigga with money. So, you need it.
And what are you doing, ma'am?
Listen, it's a lot of hard workers. A lot of real sergeants out there.
Black men and black women, we don't
You're
have
gonna
a lot
have
of
to settle.
We can have open conversations and discourses. We don't have to always agree on the shit or the topic, but we do need the spaces where we can at least voice our opinions and respect each other.
Mm-hmm. But so what are we thinking? Quarterly meetings?
I know, but how often are we doing this, guys?
Hey, man, you know women gossip, man. You get one good one out of me a year, man.
Oh, my God.
This nigga leaned into the camera.
Right. Man, you know, niggas don't be like, so what are we going to talk about, fellas? Oh, listen. The past 2 weeks. It's crazy. My mind can't take it. I need to vent. Vulnerability. Got me fucked up. I'm going to go smoke my butt. but you know what I am, though? I got to say this because I'm an advocate for people when they feel like... Their relationships is in shambles. I feel like work on it first before you do anything.
Yeah.
You feel me? Especially if you feel like there was love and you fell out of love. You know what y'all got to do? Work on your goddamn relationship. Go on a date. When the last time you went on a date? Just do the shit. It's not just because a motherfucker want to do it. Y'all do it together because y'all want to find out how to love each other.
Yeah.
You feel me? One time a month. We need to go on a date one time a month. And you know what? If you got kids... You need to spend a night at a hotel one time a month so you can do some freaky shit you ain't done in a long ass time.
And give me loud.
So y'all can be like, damn, we ain't did that shit. We ain't got there and broke that ass up like that in a minute, goddamn. Okay. But you're finding and you're rekindling that love.
That pussy made you had a Bobby Brown mouth.
You got to rekindle that love, man, because there's nothing that you really can't overcome, bro, if you really want it.
That's right. Putting your car in the driveway and fucking the car.
Facts.
Oh, wow.
I'm
like, okay.
We gonna see what he's talking about.
Right.
He gonna be like, I'm sleeping, baby. I'm sleeping.
Go in the hallway at the hotel. Fuck it. Be real freaky. Do it for
at the
real.
Hallway in the hotel? Yeah, that's indecent.
No.
So
no,
what? So if we
don't know us.
Fuck it.
Let me find out you're an undercover porn star. Man. What the hell wrong with you, man?
Only thing.
Oh, he had a pinky ring.
So do he. And so does he.
I ain't did nothing.
God damn it.
I ain't did nothing.
See, the fucking your mom and y'all think we put them bitches together and call the hoes like Captain Planet.
No, not calling the hoes.
We not, Bree.
No,
I do got a one. I got a one of mine next.
Well, we not calling the
hoes. Yeah, hold on now.
No, we ain't calling the hoes. I gotta pee my little
okay,
nut
okay,
on
so
fire.
We gonna get you out of here. Before we go.
Motherfucker like, all right now.
DC. Before we go, we gotta do what do you know for sure? And you,
my left nut is on fire.
He looks just like
I'm sweating.
Nova.
He does.
Like a bullshit. I'm sweating.
Just like Nova. Love it.
Have you been dreaming of starting a podcast just like this one and you haven't been able to figure out how to do it? Don't let the fear of the unknown stop you from using your voice, your story, and your expertise in your field to impact the world. I'm Carla Womaris, and I have helped over 800 people that look and sound just like us launch their own podcast. I'm also the producer of the Know For Sure podcast and many of your favorite pods. I have a special offer for the Know For Sure listeners. 50% off my signature course, Launch Your Podcast in 30 Days, is the exact same blueprint and formula that I used to launch and produce Know For Sure. You'll learn how to go from idea to launch in 30 days, including recording, editing, publishing your show to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and all the platforms. And of course, how to monetize your show. Visit ideatolaunchpodcast.com today and use code KFS50 for the self-paced course. I'm looking forward to welcoming you to the Idea to Launch podcast family.
Okay, so you can answer first, then you can go. What do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure, like a hard non-negotiable after this podcast, after this episode? What do you know for sure? K-N-O-W and N-O.
what do I know for sure that, okay, you just got to find those ones that you can vent with. It's not really about being vulnerable. It's more so it's like, oh, that's what's on your mind? That's what's up? That's cool. That's what's on your mind? Because I don't think everybody is going through something where they're allowing their trauma to crash. We're just like, look, this was on our mind. Oh, yeah, we can do that. I think we're finding solutions. And a no for sure?
A no.
A no for sure is somebody who don't have a relationship with God.
I know that's right.
Uh-huh. You got to get the hell out of my face.
Yeah. I know. Ooh.
I'm talking about fast. Because my wife Matt is on fire.
Hey.
But nah. Nah, but for real though, you're so ugly. I don't like when motherfuckers be trying to replace
for sure.
God with other things. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, mm-hmm. Too far in my life where I gotta mm-hmm. teach. Mm-hmm. But I will speak.
Come.
Mm-hmm. I will speak. Mm-hmm. And it's on you to, because I'm gonna give you great wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you look at it and you're not trying to receive this wisdom, oh no, nah, you just, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That N-O with a couple more O's.
No, okay. Well, I know for sure that y'all are so powerful. Thank y'all for being here. You're not gonna go pee yet because I'm talking to all y'all. So you hold it.
Yeah.
You got more questions. You keep lying to me. I have like 3 more questions. My left
foot. Going around.
It's rising.
You're so annoying. I just love y'all. And I cannot believe we got all 3 of y'all on this couch. And after all the grief and pain that y'all have been through, the way y'all just armor up, soldier up, speak, and y'all just fight life every day, like, I am so proud of y'all. I know for sure that y'all some soldiers. We look up to y'all and we love y'all so much. What I'm saying no to is settling. After this conversation, it's like, yes, there is a man out there that can match my energy. There is a king out there that I can speak life into, and he can do the same to me. So I'm not gonna settle.
What I know for sure is I'm super appreciative of you guys coming on and sharing yourself with us in a way that I don't know if you guys always are able to share, you know, on your platform, but to be able to talk to us and just kick it, I think that that's like super powerful. And I pray that it is impactful for our audience. And I pray that there are more conversations like this happening as people are watching this. Yeah. And what I'm saying no to, I'm saying no to I'm going to say no to rejecting or like rejecting vulnerability from a man. I want to be open to, if he's venting, let him vent without thinking anything. I want to be more open to asking questions and not assuming. And just speaking life into every Black man that I see. Like, I just want to be more intentional about doing that.
Yeah.
And because I'm raising boys and I want to be an example of that.
Yeah.
So,
Chico.
So they know what to look for and they want. Mm-hmm.
What I know for sure after doing this episode is that communication is the greatest gift that God has given to us. And the inability to do it functionally is what causes most of the problems. So us being able to have a functional conversation is going to do so much in the correcting that inability that we have to communicate amongst man and woman. Yeah. What I'm saying no to for sure is the same shit I always say no to for sure. Relationships and marriage, baby. I ain't never doing that dumb ass shit.
Okay.
I ain't never doing it. I've been sitting here talking to all these women. And sitting beside me and my partner and this lovely partner that I was going to be like, maybe one day if somebody out there that can make me stop. Nope. Not going to do it. No.
Your turn, Kyle.
What do I know for sure? I know for sure that y'all are a great group of people.
Aww,
and it's crazy how we, how all our stories are intertwined.
Crazy.
How we went from friends to homies
to family.
Family.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just crazy how they always say you don't get to pick your family, but we literally picked this family. Aww. Like,
aww.
This, like,
y'all stuck.
Nah, but what I'm saying though.
Hey, y'all can't go nowhere.
Hey,
But it's just, man, the times that we've spent together, the ups, the downs, mm-hmm. the laugh, the cries, and it's just like, just knowing that you got a solid group of people that want what's best for you no matter what, don't judge you, who are open-minded, and who gonna embrace you like blood family. That's just amazing to me. Yeah. I'm proud of each and every one of y'all, man.
My man.
I know for sure Chico gonna fall in love.
He gonna be like Jesus. He gonna end up with like an Asian bitch that don't speak no English.
Okay, time out. Just so we can have it on camera. What you putting on it? How much you want to bet? Each person.
You got to
say if you believe. If you believe. That's the thing. Let me just say this into the camera, too. I'm in love with every woman who's in love with me.
Okay, my roster.
Hey. It's so yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate everything. My mic messed up. I swear to God.
Nah, Chico going to fall in love.
Oh, we got to stop bumping. And grinding.
She should have just said that.
Okay. No, but you have to say what you are saying.
The no.
The no.
What I'm saying no to?
Yeah.
I'm saying no to people being afraid to be who they really are.
Okay.
I'm not accepting no fakeness. Right. I'm not accepting no disrespect. I'm not tolerating no characters.
Yeah.
It's like if you can't be yourself, and have a conscience and stand on principles and be of God and have some integrity and do the right shit even when there's no reward for it, I don't want to
move
be around.
Mm-hmm.
I want, because it's like you can tell by people's intentions, by the way they treat things around them, the way they talk to people, the way that they don't have no respect for themselves. You can avoid so many problems by giving people space to just be themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't expect to change.
They'll show you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dope.
Hey, Bree. Take us out.
I know for sure that there is power in vulnerability, mm-hmm. right? Like you give, when you are vulnerable, you give someone the freedom, the confidence, the room to be themselves and to be vulnerable too. So I'm saying no to not doing my part in that. Mm-hmm. Like if I want that, like we said, all of this is like, okay, it's on both sides.
You want it, become it.
Be it, yeah. You want to receive that, then be that at all times. Like you say, even when it's hard, even when it's tough, even when it's not beneficial, yeah. if it's not convenient, when you still have to be that. So I'm saying no to like, because I, you know, just choosing not to be, to being selfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying no to being like, okay, you know what?
Oh, well, you ain't, well, I ain't.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to be.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
I love that.
Y'all, we did it. We got our money on the couch. Yes. You can go release your balls.
I love that. I am slow.
Y'all, this is another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.